I've been thinking about that, said Lombard. Marston had more than one drink that night. Between the drinks, his glass was on a table. I think it was on the table by the window. The window was open. Perhaps someone put the poison in and we didn't notice. That's true, said Armstrong slowly. We were all busy thinking about other things, and we were moving around the room.
Right, said Bloor. Has anyone got a gun?
Lombard said, Yes, I've got one. I usually carry it with me. Bloor's face showed his surprise.
Oh, he said. Well, if there's a murderer on the island, he'll have a gun too, or a knife.
Perhaps, said Armstrong, but a lot of criminals are ordinary people, often quite pleasant. Bloor said,
I don't think this one is going to be that kind of killer, Dr. Armstrong.
The three men started their tour of the island. There were few trees and few hiding places. They worked carefully, from the sea up to the highest rocks, looking for holes in the rock. They came to the place where General MacArthur sat, looking out to sea. He didn't notice them until Bloor walked closer to him.
You found a quiet place here, Bloor said. There's so little time. So little time. Please leave me alone. We're just making a tour of the island, said Bloor. We think that someone's hiding on it. You don't understand. Please go away, the general answered.
Bloor joined the others.
He's crazy, he said. He says there's no time. He wants to be alone.
The three men finished the search. Lombard said, There's a storm coming. It's a pity that we can't see the village from here. We need to send a message. Bloor said,
Yes, light a fire, perhaps.
Lombard said, The villagers were probably told not to take any notice of anything on the island. They probably think that we're playing a game or something. It's easier to believe than the reality. Nobody's going to believe that Mr. Owen wants to murder all his guests.